Shop.
How to make a hand-built handle for your ceramic creations. Step-by-step guide. By Kevin. Creating a well-crafted handle for your ceramic pieces, whether it's a mug, pitcher, or teapot, can elevate the functionality and aesthetic appeal of your work. Hand-building a handle allows you to personalize your ceramic creations, adding a unique touch to each piece. This step-by-step guide will teach you how to make a hand-built handle, perfect for both beginners and experienced ceramic artists. In this article, we'll cover essential techniques, tools, and tips for making hand-built handles that are sturdy, comfortable, and visually appealing. Why hand-building handles is important in ceramics. Hand-building handles gives you complete control over the shape, size, and design, which can enhance both the function and style of your ceramic piece. Hand-building allows for customization. Each handle can be designed to suit the style and use of the piece. Creative freedom. You can experiment with different forms, textures, and finishes. Improved grip. A hand-built handle is often more ergonomic and comfortable to hold compared to other methods. Whether you're crafting a mug, jug, or pitcher, mastering the art of hand-built handles will help you take your ceramic work to the next level. Tools and materials needed for hand-built handles. Before you begin hand-building your ceramic handle, gather the following supplies. Clay. Choose a clay type that matches your ceramic project, stoneware, earthenware, or porcelain. Water. To keep the clay soft and workable. Clay knife or needle tool. For cutting and scoring the clay. Ribs or old credit cards for smoothing and refining the handle's surface. Sponge. To smooth the handle during shaping. Slip. A mixture of clay and water used as a bonding agent for attaching the handle to your piece. Scoring tool. To roughen the surfaces before attaching the handle. Step-by-step guide to making a hand-built handle. Step 1. Roll out a clay coil. Start by taking a lump of clay and rolling it into a coil. This coil should be thick enough to form a sturdy handle, but not too thick to be bulky. For a standard mug, the coil should be around 5 to 6 inches long and about 1/2 inch in diameter. Tip: roll the coil evenly using your hands or a rolling pin to ensure consistency. Step 2. Shape the coil. Once you've rolled out the clay coil, gently press it down to flatten one side slightly. This flattened side will attach to your ceramic piece, giving the handle more surface area to adhere to. Optional. Pinch the sides of the coil to add texture or create a decorative edge. Step 3. Bend the coil into shape. Gently bend the clay coil into the shape of a handle. Common shapes include U-shaped, perfect for mugs or pitchers. C-shaped, provides a more comfortable grip for larger vessels. Slightly curved, adds a modern ergonomic feel to the piece. Hold the bent handle against the side of your ceramic piece to ensure it fits well and looks proportionate. Step 4. Let the handle set. Once you've shaped the handle, let it set for a few minutes until it firms up slightly, leather hard stage. This will make it easier to attach to the body of your piece without distorting the shape. Pro tip. Place the handle on a soft cloth or sponge to prevent flattening as it sets. Step 5. Prepare for attachment. Before attaching the handle, score the areas where the handle will meet the ceramic body. Use a needle tool or scoring tool to roughen both the handle ends and the attachment points on your piece. This creates a better bond between the two surfaces. Step 6. Apply slip. Apply a layer of slip, liquid clay, to the scored areas. The slip acts as a glue that will hold the handle firmly in place. Step 7. Attach the handle. Gently press the handle onto your ceramic piece at the scored areas. Use your fingers to blend and smooth the seams where the handle attaches. Ensure the connection is secure by pressing down firmly, but gently. Tip: use a sponge to refine the handle's surface and smooth out any rough edges. Step 8. Final adjustments. Once the handle is attached, make any final adjustments to its shape. Ensure it is symmetrical and aligns with the overall design of the piece. You can also add decorative touches such as indentations or carvings at this stage. Firing and finishing the hand-built handle. Once your handle is securely attached and your ceramic piece has dried to the bone-dry stage, it's time to fire it in the kiln. Depending on the type of clay you're using, you'll need to fire at the appropriate temperature to achieve the desired strength and finish. After the first bisque firing, you can glaze your piece and fire it again to create a beautiful, durable finish. Glazing adds color, texture, and protection to your ceramic work, making it ready for daily use or display. Tips for making a strong and comfortable handle. Test the grip. Before attaching the handle, hold it in your hand to ensure it feels comfortable. The size and curve should fit naturally in your hand for maximum comfort. Balance proportion. The handle should complement the size and style of the ceramic piece. Too large or too small of a handle can throw off the balance and functionality. Smooth seams. Pay attention to the seams where the handle attaches. Smooth the connection thoroughly to avoid weak points during firing. Let the handle set. Allow the handle to firm up before attaching it. If the clay is too wet, it may lose its shape during the attachment process. Creative variations for hand-built handles. Once you've mastered the basic technique, you can experiment with different designs for your hand-built handles. Here are a few ideas to inspire your creativity. Twisted handles. Roll two coils and twist them together to create a rope-like effect for added texture and visual interest. Textured handles. Use stamps, leaves, or other tools to press patterns or textures into the handle for a unique look. Decorative add-ons. Attach small decorative elements, such as clay buttons or beads, to the handle for a whimsical or artistic touch. Conclusion: mastering the art of hand-built handles. Making a hand-built handle for your ceramic work adds a personal and functional element to your piece. By following this step-by-step guide, you can create comfortable, sturdy, and visually appealing handles for any ceramic item. Whether you're crafting mugs, pitchers, or teapots, mastering the art of hand-built handles will enhance both the functionality and beauty of your ceramic creations.